Lili Nishmat Ava Murray, Zichrono Livracha. We're up to Simon Kuf, Kuf Dalet, Seif Gimel. Kal Sheis Palu, Bekulam Bekim Betvila. Everyone davened, and they all know how to daven. So really, there's no need for someone to do Chazaras Hashatz to be Motzi them. They're already Yotze. But still, the halacha is, Afal Pichen Yerei Tshatz V'chariv Lis Palu. Still, you do Chazaras Hashatz. Why? Kidei L'kayim Takanas Chachamim. This is Chazal Mersakein to do Chazaras Hashatz. They didn't say you have to look around to see if there's someone in Shul who doesn't know how to daven. They made a takana to always do it. And therefore, because maybe one day, maybe one time there will be someone who doesn't know how to daven properly. Who doesn't know how to daven. And therefore, we always do Chazaras Hashatz. I mentioned yesterday that if the person being Yotze doesn't understand Hebrew, the Mishnah Berurah says he's not Yotze. The Rav Nevensol Shlita points out that it sounds like in the Gemara that even if you don't understand, Mahani Leishchil Tzibur Midin Am Shebesados. The sugi at the end of Rosh Hashanah sounds like even if you don't understand, there's still a kiyum in the Chazan saying Chazaras Hashatz for you. And it sounds like he's arguing on the Mishnah Berurah. It sounds like according to Rav Nevensol there would be a kiyum for that person as well. So now the Ramah talks about people that take a long time to daven. People daven for a long time. They shouldn't wait for them. Why shouldn't he wait for them? Because of Torah Chad Tzibur. Everyone's waiting. We should wait for because of one person. And the Ramah says, even if they were Chashuv Yair, you shouldn't wait for them. Similarly, Im Hayim Minyan Rebeis HaKinesses, Ein Lahamtin Aladim Chashuv V'Gadol Shadayin Lo Ba. Similarly, if you have a minion, you're ready to start. Don't wait for someone who's on his way, an Adam Chashuv. Because if everyone's there, so again, whenever you have 10 people, the Shechina is there, the Mishnah Berurah says. And therefore, you shouldn't wait for other people to come. Well, so the Mishnah Berurah comments on both of these ideas of the Ramah. First of all, regarding waiting for someone who's davening longer, the Mishnah Berurah says the custom nowadays is you wait for the Rav of the Shul or the Av Beis Din. Why? Because a lot of people daven very fast. So if you're davening regular, mila b'mila, how you're supposed to daven carefully, you're going to miss a kedusha. So therefore, we assume the Rav takes a little longer, not a lot longer, a little longer, and if you wait for the Rav, and that way, who's ever davening properly will be able to hear the Chazaras Hashatz and hear kedusha. But talk, if someone's davening very, very long, you shouldn't wait for him. Well, now the Mishnah Berurah quotes here, that if you're davening very long and you're afraid people will make fun of you or you're embarrassed, you're allowed to take your 3 steps back even though you haven't finished Mon Esrei yet. And then afterwards, go back to take 3 steps forward and finish Mon Esrei. And the Mishnah says, Im kavanaso l'shem shamayim b'zeh shaper dami. If your kavana is, you want to have kavana in davening, you don't want people to make fun of you, you don't want people to... You want to be comfortable when you're davening. So if you do this, and this way people will think you finished already, and then you'll be more comfortable to be able to daven better when you take a few steps forward to really finish your Shmoneh Esrei, then you're allowed to do that. Well, now regarding waiting for a Rav to come, so the Mishnah Berurah says nowadays, the minhag is we wait for the Av Beis Din to come to Shul. Why? Because he says the custom is people learn after davening with the Rav of the Shul. So if you don't wait for the Rav to come, so then there'll be Bittul Torah, because no one's going to be learning. He won't even be there. And there's a very big inyan to learn right after davening. The Shulchan Aruch mentions this later, the idea of going from davening right to learning is a very big inyan. If by waiting you're going to miss Zman Kriyas Shema and Zman Tefillah, then of course you don't wait. But if not, then you should wait. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the Rav should get there on time. People shouldn't have to wait for him. Well, nowadays, we most shuls have a Zman that they start. There's a clock and a time that they start, a scheduled time, and the minyan starts when the at the correct time on the luach. Seif Dalet. This is a very, very famous seif as follows. Kishashatz chozer hatzvila, hakal yeshlam lishtok. When the chazan is repeating Shmoneh Esrei, the congregation should be quiet. Well, the chavin lebrachas mevarich hachazan v'lanos amen. They have to have kavana for the brachos that he sang and answer amen. The imain teisha mechavnim v'chosov. If you don't have nine people listening to the brachos, karav lios brachos levatola. These brachos are close to being brachos levatola. Lachem, therefore, kolad miyasa atzma kiu aim teisha zuloso. Every person should view himself as if there are not nine without him. V'yichavein lebirchas hachazan, and they should have kavana for what the chazan is saying. Well, so you have to listen. If you don't have 10 people, meaning the chazan plus another 9, then it could be it's a brachu lebatola. So you have to be very careful to listen. So now, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows: You should not say Tehillim during Chazaras Hashatz or learn during Chazaras Hashatz. Even if you're careful to answer amen at the end of the bracha, still it's not proper. Because if the people who know how to learn during Chazaras Hashatz, the Mishnah Berurah says, then the unlearned ones will learn from them. And they won't listen to the chazan, and they will talk chas v'chalila. So therefore, those people that learn during Chazaras Hashatz, they're machdias harav, they're causing others to do severe sins by learning during Chazaras Hashatz. Oh, the Mishnah Berurah says, l'chadchila, a person should listen to the whole bracha, not just the end of the bracha. And the Ramah concludes, Yeshomim kol ha'am yamdu k'shchozer shliach tzibur ha'tfila. Some say everyone should stand during Chazaras Hashatz. Why stand? Because since the original takana was that the shliach tzibur is being motzi everyone, whoever can't daven in their chiyuv to daven, so it's like they're davening themselves. So we should keep the old takana going, and we should stand as if we're davening ourselves. And that was the old minhag. The Mishnah Berurah says, now, b'avanasein harabim, unfortunately, everyone does what they want. Some sit, some talk. These are terrible things. No one should be talking during Chazaras Hashatz, and it's preferable to stand. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, certainly you shouldn't be sitting if you're within Dalet Amos of the Shliach Tzipor. It's known that in the Briscoe world, Rav Salvechik Tzatzal was very into this, that you should stand during Chazaras Hashatz, mamish like you're davening, with your feet together. Some of the Rav's close Talmidim do this, that during Chazaras Hashatz, they're standing as if they're davening mamish, together with the Shliach Tzibur, with their feet together, all the way through Chazaras Hashatz. Okay, we'll stop here.